its objective is to find ways and means of clearing the areas that we are clearing those areas is critical so that the Zimbabwe can obtain long-term sustainable resources, financial resources from those institutions. Once the areas are cleared, it means that the World Bank, IMF, and the ADB will be able to provide Zimbabwe with a long-term and low-price facilities that will be able to use by the country to develop the country going forward. In other words, it's for sustainability of the country.
But we understand the government is a bit cash-strapped at the moment. What are your options? How do you plan to clear this debt?
That's precisely the point why the committee was set up, to find the ways and means of looking for financial resources to clear those areas. So what you're asking is exactly our terms of reference, to find money to clear the areas. And there are many options. And those options are that one you are going to look into, see how best, which option you should utilize. So yes, what you are saying, yes, we don't have money right now, but the question is, as you are aware, Zimbabwe is an asset-rich country, and therefore we need to find in all options that is made available to us, which we know about, to clear the areas.
Is HIPIC an option on the table?
No, it's not on the table.
Why not?
Because we don't believe that, tourism, the first is that we do not qualify under HIPIC. Currently, we do not qualify under HIPIC, and therefore we cannot use the option when you do not qualify. Second, because we don't qualify, it means that we also need to utilize what is available to us to ensure that we achieve that purpose.